other business to attend to. We had more than 3,000 votes again this week for our athlete of the week, and with 54% of those nearly 3,000 votes cast, it was apparently her tweet that simply said, "Go vote for me, thanks," that got it done. Also, her line of 18 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals against Harrison probably had more to do with it. Mesa Ridge junior guard Angelina Jackson joins us. Angelina, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So do you find that if you tweet something, then it immediately becomes true?
I mean, in this case, I guess so, because those votes didn't lie, I guess.
Yeah, so what I have found, and I always find it fascinating to see the different schools that really embrace this idea and really get behind their student-athletes, and I have to give credit to your rival, Whitefield, but both schools down there in Whitefield School District do a great job of getting out the vote. John Hubbard Johnson got a ton of votes when we had him nominated. Somebody you might know pretty well, Chloe Welch, got quite a few votes as well, and now here you are. It seems like Grizzly fans, they really get behind their own. What is it like being down in that Mesa Ridge community?
I mean, it's just one big family, honestly. When one of us gets nominated for something, we're just there to support each other, and it's like, and you can notice it in the classrooms, like everywhere, our families, our parents, coaches, all that.
Now, as I mentioned, you could have been nominated a number of times. You've doubled your average in points per game and assists, and you've nearly tripled your rebounds and steals on a daily basis. It just seems like you've become an all around. It's not just you're just scoring more. You're doing everything more than you did last year. How much better of a player do you feel that you are?
I think I've gotten way better compared to last year. I think my confidence level has just gone up to where I've been able to play to like my best ability, and my teammates have helped me just find my rhythm and stuff like that. So it's just been a great year so far.
Angelina Jackson joining us. She goes to Mesa Ridge High School. She plays basketball really, really well, and she is our Athlete of the Week joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Sometimes people go the nomination form when they're voting for somebody to, like, cement it in or to let us know why they voted for you, and I just want to fact-check some of these, Angelina, if you don't mind. Is it true that you are the, quote, best student athlete and a generous, kind person?
I wouldn't say the best, but I like to think some of those things are true about myself.
Well, it was written down by somebody, and I don't think it was yourself, so must be true. We also had a few people say that you are a great sportsman. You display great sportsmanship. So Angelina Jackson doesn't like to spike the basketball or scream at referees, huh?
Nah, that's not me.
Sounds good. How would you describe yourself as a basketball player? Not just your skill set, but the way you play. Are you a super intense person? Are you more relaxed? How are you out there on the basketball court?
I think it just depends on the day. Some days super intense, and if I want something, for the days where it's just I'm gonna take it one step at a time instead of trying to push myself to do all the things I can.
You guys took down Whitefield the other day. How is beating the Gladiators better than beating anyone else on your schedule?
It honestly always feels great no matter what. It's like, it's just because we're so close and there's always so much like tension, even though we're all like not rude tension. It's just like, well, who's going to win this time? And it always feels great every time we come up on top.
Yeah, I assume you guys kind of all grow up together down there, right?
Yeah, there's so many people on their varsity that us on our varsity played with or played against, and like community center and stuff like that. So it's always like fun seeing them too.
And for you guys, that's now 13 wins in a row. You guys are 15-2 on the season with about 6 games to go. Do you guys feel like you're playing to the level of that you hoped that you would be at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think we're honestly playing a little better than we were hoping for, and I think that we're just doing great compared to how, like, every other season has gone. I think this is our best season so far.
So what's the ultimate goal here for you guys? I believe you're ranked sixth in 4A. One of the top teams along with Air Academy in this part of the state. So what's the ultimate goal? Is it to be hoisting a trophy at the end of the season?
I think that's almost all of our goals. But I think it's like our goal is to just go as far as we possibly can, whether that's all the way or two steps of the way, anything. I think we're just taking it game by game, and however far we make it, then that's the goal we reach that time.
And since you're joining us the Friday before the Super Bowl, do you care to tell us who you're picking to win on Sunday?
If I'm being completely honest, I have no clue.
All right. I don't either, and I get paid to do this, so don't feel bad at all. But are you guys having a big Super Bowl watch party or anything? Are you got any plans for Sunday?
No, I think we're just gonna relax. We're more of a basketball family.
Very cool. How about that Nuggets game last night?
It was all right. I mean, Nuggets are all right.
Yeah. Are they not? Are the Nuggets not your team? Who's your team?
I mean, the Nuggets are my team. Okay. I'm going to give them to them. They're my team.
Okay. Sounds that's good. Angelina, really appreciate the time. You guys are absolutely rolling down there at Mesa Ridge. You're going to be a lot of fun to watch as we enter the stretch run of the season. Thanks so much for the time, and congratulations again on a very well-deserved honor.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Angelina Jackson from Mesa Ridge joining us here on Drive Time Sports.